This is Pastoral Insights, and I'm Elder Vincent T. Edwards, your host and pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee. Visit us on the website at www.trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org, and you can find out more about me at vincenttedwards.com. That's vincenttedwards.com. Want to welcome everyone to Pastoral Insights, where my guest today is Freddie Davis, and we're going to be talking about world views. That's right, world views today on Pastoral Insights. Dr. Freddie Davis is the president of Market Faith Ministries. In the course of his life, he has been involved in a wide variety of ministry activities. He's been a pastor, church planner, author, and seminar speaker. Freddie received his bachelor's in communications from Florida State University, as well as a master's of divinity and a doctorate of ministry from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. In addition to his years of pastoral ministry in the U.S., Freddie also spent over 16 years overseas, serving as an international missionary, 11 years in Japan, and 5 years in the former Soviet Republic of Latvia? Wow, Latvia, you've been traveling around.
Yeah, that's true.
As president of Market Faith Ministries, Freddie is available to speak to churches and other Christian organizations on the topics of worldview and its implications for the Christian life and witness. He lives in Tallahassee, Florida, with his wife, Deborah. Dr. Davis, welcome to Pastoral Insights.
Well, it is certainly my pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, good to have you. What is Market Faith Ministries?
Market Faith Ministries is essentially a discipleship ministry. It's a worldview discipleship ministry, and I focus on the topic of worldview. There's actually, if you want to hear the story, I can kind of tell you why I started that. As you mentioned a moment ago, my wife and I were missionaries overseas for really almost 17 years. And the work of a missionary essentially is to go to a different place than where you are and communicate the gospel. Well, for international missionaries, for the most part, the places that you go are going to be places that actually have a different worldview foundation than what we have here in the States. And certainly that was true in Japan. In Japan, the primary belief systems there are Buddhism and Japanese Shinto, and those represent two different worldviews. One of them, a Far Eastern thought, and we'll talk about these later, but another one, animism. And then when we went to Latvia, the primary belief system based on what had been going on in the Soviet Union for years and years was essentially naturalism. It's essentially atheistic. Of course, Latvia itself does have, you know, a Christian history, but for like 70 years during the Soviet era, the primary beliefs foundation of the Soviet Union was atheism. And so we have to learn how to communicate the Christian gospel, which is theistic, across those worldview barriers so that in a way that people can understand not just the words that we're saying, but the meaning of the words. You know, for instance, when we were in Latvia, when you're dealing with somebody that's an atheist, you know, we believe that God exists and we talk as if he exists. Well, atheists believe that God does not exist, and they live and think and talk as if he does not exist. And so you have to be able to communicate across that kind of barrier. So it's not just a cultural and a language thing. It's really an understanding of reality, and that's what, you know, worldview is all about. Well, when we came back to the States, one of the things after having been gone that long that we had to do was to get our heads back in American culture.
Okay. Being away from home for so long.
And we were gone from the late mid-80s to the to the early late 90s were the years that we were overseas. And during that period of time, an awful lot of change took place in American society. I mean, on a worldview level. And so, you know, my growing up years, it was, America was I would say, pretty much totally dominated by Christian theism as far as the society in general. Obviously, there are many people that that had other beliefs. But, correct. But as far as society in general, I mean, when I was growing up, schools didn't have, you know, get football games and programs on Wednesday night because that was church night. You know,
okay.
I mean, that's just kind of the, you know, the atmosphere, the society that I grew up in. And so obviously things changed even before we left overseas. But I'd say the biggest changes in the society as a whole probably happened during those years that we were gone. And so when we came back to the States, it was really kind of a shock to me to see how, to figure out how much American society had changed. And I basically used my missionary background to analyze it, and, you know, based on worldview concepts. And it didn't take me very long to figure out what had gone on, that really the naturalistic worldview had come to dominate virtually every institution of American society. And it's only gotten stronger even since we've been back. But when we got back, one of the things that I had the opportunity to do was speak in different churches and meet a lot of different Christians from different places.